The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Well, not quite Craig Routson, but how about me? Well,
old
I do.
Stuff, new stuff.
We kind of get
stuff.
Into that little bit of
country music.
Changing of the guards as things go, and this happens to be a really great topic for me. I love talking about this. Christmas at heart. I could play Christmas music in July and, well, only get dirty looks here and there. But Kelsey Brown from the Bad Ex Chamber of Commerce is on the phone with me today. They wouldn't let her slip away from work because, yeah, you know, she's gotta get all the stuff in coordination and everything all set and ready to go. So we're gonna sneak her on the phone line here to do this. And Kelsey's with me this morning, and we're gonna be talking about the Bad Ex Christmas Parade. Now, we are just a week and a half away from the Bad Ex Christmas Parade, correct?
Yes, it is right around the corner.
And it's going to be one of those things where everybody looks forward to it. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And this year's theme is Whoville. Correct? What's going on is we're starting a tradition, aren't we? The Bad Ex Chamber, because you've got people that theme a lot of the stuff. You've got Holly Berry Fair that always comes up. You've got Cheeseburger in Caseville that comes up at certain times. Ribstock. So for Christmas, Bad Ex is going to be known as Whoville.
Most certainly. That is our main goal at this point. A lot of businesses as well, they've become more and more interested throughout the last 3 years. This is our third year as Whoville already, and we're introducing multiple programs. So between November and December, we have over 20, mostly all free, events that are for kiddos and their families to enjoy leading up to the parade itself. So Whoville is not going to be just the theme of the parade itself, but it's going to be the theme of our town in the months of November and December, keeping with some traditional Christmas items as well.
Well, you've got, like you said, you've got a lot of events that are coming up. You guys kicked things off already, had some great fun at the theater with the showing of The Grinch. You had the Jim Carrey version. But this year, there was a new Grinch movie that came out.
Yes, so it just featured on the 9th of November, and on the 11th of November, which was just this past Sunday, the Chamber went in, and this one wasn't a free showing. It was just a normal showing at the theater, but we went in with over 14 prizes, and the little Hoop boys and girls came in, and we had little name tags that they filled out, and they put them into a Grinch stocking, and we went ahead and drew out 14 names, and we have photos and things on our Facebook page with our winners, but we had a lot of really cool Grinch prizes, and they weren't just standard, you know, the old-fashioned Grinch for that matter, now that there's a new one, but it was all featured around books and toys and prizes that were all the new Grinch character.
And it doesn't stop there, because when you stop and think about it, a lot of people think, oh, the Grinch, that's Dr. Seuss, that's just for kids. But it's not really, because there's a lot of activities coming up. You've got more coming up this tonight. You've got one. And then there's more on Saturday, and it's not just kids, correct?
Correct. So it's actually tomorrow, Thursday at Rachel's, beginning at 6 p.m., and we have four slots still available. We're featuring our first of this year, a Very Merry Paint Party. We did one last year, and it was a great success. Tomorrow night, they will be painting a funky reindeer, it's called. It's a very cute painting. Like I said, just revert to Facebook for photos of everything we discussed today. But something wonderful is partnering with Jenny Turner from Turner Art Studio and with Rachel from Rachel's of Bad Ex. Those ladies have both agreed they are so generous to donate a portion back of the painting and of all appetizers and drinks tomorrow. And at Rachel's, they always come up with a really fun Grinch or Whoville themed drink menu for us to choose from. So for this specific paint party, what we're doing is in 2016, the Chamber established an organization called Grinch Gives. And what Grinch Gives is a program that we came up with where businesses either donate us wrapped presents or funds to go purchase presents. And then we go out and purchase the presents or take the ones already wrapped. We advise them to label whether they're unisex or for a Who girl or a Who boy. We also prefer that they utilize some sort of marketing tactic, whether they use the gift tag as their business card or however they may choose. And then what the Grinch does as a means of giving back Christmas to the community is as we go through the parade route, the Grinch and all of his friends, which are also in Seuss costumes, example, I'm typically the Cat in the Hat, we walk through the parade route and we give physical presents to the kiddos throughout the parade route. And it has been a huge success. It's probably one of our biggest things that the, you know, the community and the business owners just really get excited about supporting. Last year, I think we had between 600 and 700 gifts donated.
Holy doodle. So, I mean, that is the Grinch's heart growing three times.
Times three.
Yeah, I was going to say. And you said that the painting is a funky reindeer. Now, does the funky, yeah. It gets funkier with every drink that you get?
Most likely. And it's wonderful because so many people are so apprehensive when they get there. I've never painted. I can't paint. I'm not crafty. I'm not artistic. And you'd be surprised at the end when we all get together and take our picture. Everybody's, I mean, they're unique. Don't get me wrong. But everybody's always turns out wonderful.
Oh, that sounds like a good, that's one of the more adult-centered, something that the parents can get into and enjoy. And then
we have another one in December as well.
Oh, okay. And then Saturday, you get another one that's going to be for the kids, right?
Yes, so Saturday is a huge day for us, probably the biggest leading up to parade day. We kick off at the Bad Axe football field, and it starts at 10:15 a.m., the first ever Grinch's Candy Cane Hunt. So our sneaky Grinch is up to no good once again, and he's discovered that Santa's elves have hidden lots of candy canes along the football field or amongst the football field. However, the Grinch has found out, and he's trying to turn them all green. So there'll be 48 green hidden candy canes, and the kiddos get to go out there and rummage, and they get a bag when they get started for candy canes. And when they come into the middle school for our next event on the roster for the day called Meet the Grinch, which is from 11 to 2 within the middle school, they will turn in their green candy canes for a prize, and they'll wait in the hallway and be greeted by Seuss characters. They'll enjoy some hot cocoa from our friends over at Emma's Coffee House. And they will get ready to enjoy Meet the Grinch, which I said is from 11 until 2. And we have a plethora of things. We have story time, face painting, balloon animals with Poke the Clown. We have a photo booth, Grinch juice, contests, games, you name it. There's a whole list of things. And not only is Meet the Grinch taking place, and obviously they get to interact with him there, but the tech center has the Protectors vs. Directors basketball fundraiser game that they do each year. They're doing that with us this year, and that's on behalf of the law enforcement program, and that starts at noon within the gym at the middle school as well. So Saturday is going to be packed full of hootastic things.
Now, is he going to sabotage the game?
Well, you'll have to stay tuned because at halftime, we're not quite sure yet, but at halftime of the game, he's going to do something really fun with all the little Who boys and Who girls. So we're not for certain whether that's going to be some sort of basketball game or whatever our sneaky Grinch comes up with, but he will definitely be at the game as well.
He is definitely a troublemaker, and he needs to be careful if he's got all of the police out there at the playing basketball. He's going to have to somewhat mind his P's and Q's or figure out a sneaky way around things.
You've got it. He's already been arrested twice now, so I mean,
and
you never know.
I don't know. The reformation process is a little slow there, but that sounds like a thing. Now, there's still other things going on because, as you said, the school or the businesses really get involved. You've mentioned a few of them that truly get involved each year with the parade and the other activities. And it is about being in community so that when we get out there and we sit down and watch the parade, because it's not just a parade that people from Bad Axe come to see. I mean, people from all over the thumb come to watch this parade. So it's, you know, it's a good way to get out there and just give back to the community as well, correct?
You are so right. We have even received Facebook messages from people out of state that have stumbled upon, whether they were here for Thanksgiving or whatnot, asking us early in the year, is this your continued theme? Because this is one of the best Christmas parades that I've been to, and my family intends to come up again, and we'd like to know, you know, is it tradition that it's the same date? Will it still be Whoville? We've had multiple messages throughout the year of people who are just elated, and they just think it's such a unique, fun thing, and their kids love it. So I think we're onto something with the whole fact of theming it Whoville and growing it each year, because as you mentioned, these business owners that are getting more and more involved each year, instead of having to start with a clear slate and create a new float or theme for their business decor or whatever it may be, they're able now to add on each year with whatever their budget allows for them to decorate and create things and keep it within the Whoville theme.
And a lot of the businesses, now, I can't remember last year, but last year the parade was spectacular in the sense that there were quite a few floats and what have you, and I'm sure each year that can continue to grow as well. Do you have floats that have already signed up, or are you just going to have them sign up the day of the parade?
I actually have a box of registration that has already come in, and here at work they're coming in from all angles in the lobby and the drive-through tubes and you name it. Last year, I would say, I don't have my binder in front of me, but about 40, probably to 60 float entries. We do see a lot of people come on site. Registration is on Saturday, November 24th. It begins at 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. at the middle school parking lot, and you are more than welcome to register on site. You can also reach out to me, or you can visit our website and go on to Facebook as well. The city has even been gracious enough to share our documents. So there's multiple places that you can get those documents. And then after registration, that ends at 5, the parade itself, after we do the awards and everything for the best floats, kicks off at 6 p.m., and the route itself is going all the way down to the Franklin Inn again this year.
Okay, so put on you're going to need that to stay warm, maybe, because we still don't know what the weather's going to be like.
Never. Who knows? It could change within 10 minutes before we walk down the street.
That's exactly true. That's exactly true. Now, there is one more big event that you're getting help with Club Fitness, correct?
Yes. So this is brand new this year. Our friends over at Bad Axe Club Fitness, they are putting on the first Whovillation Recreation Jubilation 5K.
And that's a mouthful in itself.
Say that five times fast.
Right.
So at 2 p.m. on Parade Day, once again, Saturday, November 24th, they have multiple options. You can still register right now online, or you can register the day of on site. They have a Max and Cindy Lou Who's Fun Run, which is more so for the littler Who's, or people and their pets are very much welcome. So mostly, I would assume dogs, but I mean, who knows? Maybe you'll bring your goldfish.
That could be.
Prizes. They are more or less asking people to be eccentric, be outside the box, dress in Christmassy gear, be Susie, wear a costume, because for the best dress racer of 2018, they are going to give out the Whovillation Recreation Jubilation Holiday Cheermeister Award. And there'll be live music, there'll be cocoa, they have really cool t-shirts and hats. There's going to be caricatures for everyone who's registered. They've really gone all out, and that's a Facebook page in itself for an event. So everyone should really go take a peek at that. I think this is going to grow and grow immensely from year to year with our tradition.
And you just keep adding and adding and adding on because, you brought back, and like I was telling you earlier, you have brought out the very competitive spirit in my kids. But the judging of the lights in town as well came back last year, correct?
Yes, so this is actually the third year for that as well. That's the All Things Merry and Bright House Decorating Contest. And we will be judging. We'll have all the documents and everything available over at City Hall and on our Facebook page. But we chamber members will gather and go judge those houses on December 11th in the evening. We'll let you know that we're coming so your lights can be on, give you a designated time. And then we all gather afterwards and we select our winners and announce them the following day.
But it's really nice as well if people can have their lights on like that Saturday of the parade, because it kind of gives everybody that welcoming feeling when they see all those lights on in town. I know a lot of people say they don't, they're like, I'm not putting up my lights just yet. But That's being a little grinchy right at the moment. So, I mean, even if you just have them set and ready to go, like, I've been putting mine up little by little. I will turn mine on for the Christmas parade just right there by Thanksgiving. Because I just think it's something that allows people to kind of get into the swing of things, get the feel of things, and make them feel welcome to come in and entice them to come to the parade on Saturday.
I could not agree more. I really feel like it adds to the ambiance of the whole thing. I mean, town is very busy on parade night, and so when you're trying to get where you're going and your kiddos and whomever, I mean, I'm always going to be a kid at heart, and I love all things Christmas and Whoville and lights, and so it's really nice to be able to see all the hard work that everybody puts in, and if they have them up, why not? You know, they put in the hard work, turn them on.
Right, and then everybody else can ooh and ah as well. I don't know if they're ooh and ah, but, you know, it's one of those things where you walk by and you go, ooh, that's cool. Oh, wow, look at that one. And it kind of gets you right into the spirit of things, and you just kind of let the little kid out in you, because everybody, as you say, everybody's a little kid at heart. Now, sometimes we can be grinchy, and sometimes with the stress of the holidays, it comes out a little bit more, but it's one time where we can sit back, relax, enjoy, and just let everything else take place.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. There is just so much going on. Where do they have to go on Facebook if they want to check out some of this stuff ahead of time and make sure they got everything straight?
If they simply go to Facebook and search Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce and click on events, our event is actually featured right on our main page. And when you click on events, it's 2018 Christmas in Whoville, and we post separately for each event that we have. So, for example, up and coming after our events this week, next week I'll be doing all sorts of special posts thanking our sponsors, giving parade information, which will include our warming stations. So each year we have different businesses who sign up to provide a treat of some sort, whether it's cocoa, cookies, candy canes, soup, donut holes. So we have thus far Hagel Real Estate. They will be one of our warming stations. The First Baptist Church, which is going to be literally right across the street from registration, they go all out. They do a great job by assisting us each year. Thumb Bank, they will actually have soup as well. Murphy's Bakery, and then within the middle school itself. So we have quite a few warming stations so far, and usually a couple still pop up along the way of people who like to, you know, provide a treat of some sort, a goodie to the community. So that's something we'll be posting all about, so everyone has the information as to where to go if they want to stand in that area so they can get some treats.
And I guess the main thing is just to invite everyone to come to the Bad Axe Christmas Parade. It is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and they'll be kicking things off at 6 o'clock. That's when the parade starts, so everybody's got to be set and ready to go. And well, we'll see if this year the Grinch can evade being captured.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to see if the Reformation will stick this time, or, well, maybe we'll have to send him off to boot camp or something.
Who knows?
Well, Kelsey, I want to thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule today, even if it was by phone, to let us know about the upcoming events for the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce and, of course, the Christmas Parade and Whoville, which is now becoming a tradition for the holidays right here in Bad Axe. We might have to change the name of the city there for a little bit and make it Whoville for at least a day or two, and that way they can really get into the swing of things.
Like it.
All right. Well, once again, thank you again, Chelsea. And that has been your What Do You Think show. Again, we've been talking with Kelsey Brown from the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce, and she's inviting everyone to take part in the activities for the Bad Axe Christmas Parade. Again, if you need more information, you can go to Facebook and include Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. It'll have all of the events that you need. And the Christmas Parade is coming up on the 24th at 6 o'clock. It'll start at the Bad Axe Middle School. And it will go all the way through to the Franklin Inn. But there's many activities coming up, including tomorrow night, this weekend, and more. So you're not going to want to miss it.